we're talking about, because we're talking about utilizing our investment potential for many, many, many years. And so I'm looking forward to discussion at some point in time. I'm sure when we people, these issues are fully vetted, we'll have that opportunity, hopefully sooner than later, to be able to sit down and start talking about some of these more specifically. And I think that our staffs will be working on some of that to see if we can't crystallize some of our common ground. But I was encouraged that there was a lot of stuff that I think that we are on the same page about, and we'll just see whether or not how far we can. I'm looking forward to seeing how far we can't get with that with some very reasonable people here on this committee. I do have to say that the pay-as-you-go component is a component piece, and I think, Mr., just to reiterate that it is not to seen as the answer to everything, but we definitely believe that 6%, when you do include Prop 42, is not, out of all of our general funds, 6% of it being committed to infrastructure is just not an adequate amount, because no matter what we approve in this committee, we're going to be swamped by the degradation, let alone the improvement of our infrastructure in the state, if we don't have a long-term commitment. So I'm looking forward to having that discussion, trying to work collaboratively together to come up with some solutions, and also looking for ways together to see our dollars be stretched further, and hopefully projects accelerated. So thank you for the very capable work, I think, in today's hearing from our chair and everybody, I think, and everybody on this committee working together to come up with some solutions. I think it was a very positive meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the global discussion we've been having, as well as that specifically on transportation, because I think along the lines, it's probably not the same conclusion Mr. Huff would come to, but I think the reason the voters rejected a pay-as-you-go in 2003 was that the structural deficit was not addressed. And if the structural deficit is not addressed, you're aiming a pay-as-you-go at the crowd out of higher education, health services, environmental protection, whatever doesn't have specific ballot protection in our budget. And those are pitted against each other, and pay-as-you-go is just instrumental in crowding those things out of the budget, unless it's done in conjunction with addressing the structural deficit of the budget. And so while Mr. Huff said it was important to do that, he probably wouldn't have come to the same conclusion I just did, but I think those two things are inextricably linked, and until they're done, it's hard to contemplate pay-as-you-go for an entire or significant piece of the bond. The nice thing about the committee presentations on both sides is, I think, and as I mentioned earlier, I had a chance to watch the Assembly Transportation Committee for a while of their deliberations, is they truly went into depth on the issues that are in front of us. And I think, just to try to summarize briefly, if you listened to the discussion today, there's some questions about some of the revenue projections and some questions about some of the projections for usage of highways that I think still need to be addressed and still have further information. It was clear from everybody's discussion that there'd have to be more work on design build, or even the continued use of design sequencing, or the public-private partnerships, if in fact we're going to craft something that's going to be successful out of this committee. That there were subjects that at least came from the Assembly, and to some extent in a different way from the Senate, that were left out of the bond. I mean, the Senate talked about housing, the Assembly talked about a wide range of things that were listed. And I think, to some extent, many of those things would have to come in to make an entire package work. I think there's also a question about, you know, I hear from the legislative committees that they feel very strongly about going to a more STIP-based, locally directed process than a top-down, state-directed process, and that that would have to change. There was the concern about whether or not local roads and streets are part of congestion relief, and whether or not they're going to be addressed, particularly if we're going to make decisions about expenditure that are going to be over a long period of time. And I truly appreciated the Senate's concerns for additional money for transit and for addressing housing, affordable housing, as congestion relief. And so if you really take all those things together, while the governor is to be congratulated for starting the conversation and kicking off this discussion, I don't think his bond in the current form is ready for prime time. And so if we really are going to go somewhere, we have a tremendous amount of number of issues that we would have to address in a relatively short amount of time to do this. And I would really like to hear from the administration at some point if they have proposals after what they've heard today that might meet us part way, because I just think we can't go where they are. It's off in a direction, and we've identified where the issues are. So I just wanted to put that out there and sort of say those are the markers for deciding whether we can get to someplace serious.
Thank you. Following up on both of those comments from Mr. Keene and from Mr. Laird, I'm grateful and happy that you felt, and I think everyone else felt, that at least we had some in-depth discussion and we're starting to identify the issues where we disagree, and maybe understanding that we don't disagree as much as we initially thought, at least on some of the concepts. With that in mind, let me reiterate the schedule that has been outlined so far. On Monday at 3 p.m., we're going to do the Senate Housing, Transit Housing Committee will come back to do housing, as well as the Assembly Housing Committee, and then we'll also do education, the Senate's Singular Education Committee and the Assembly's both K through 12 and higher ed. Tuesday, we will not meet. Wednesday, we will do resources and environmental quality are the committees on the Senate side, and on the Assembly side, water, parks, and wildlife. And on Thursday, we don't have it. Wednesday is a TBA time. We're expecting it to be around 3 p.m. We've got to adjust to the various committee chairs' schedules. On Thursday, sometime after session, again, making sure that we don't conflict with the Budget Committee or other things, but pretty much the way we've done today, we will do both public safety and judiciary from both houses. We will also notice ourselves for Monday after session where we'll pick up any additional issues. I would, following up on what Mr. Laird said, I would like the administration to start, not necessarily you, Mr. Kempton, but in all the areas, start absorbing the discussions here and start and really indicate to us how far they could move in any one of these issues. I think, you know, there's been a consensus on a bipartisan basis that we don't really like continuing appropriations, although I must admit I was never a proponent of SB 45, I believe, which devolved all of this stuff to local control, because I think we lost some of the ability to make sure we have a unified system. Also not supporting necessarily a top-down approach. So some hybrid, as Mr. Lowenthal suggested, I think might be appropriate. And we also don't want to reinvent the wheel in terms of project decisions, because I think we have this system, particularly with transportation money, which assesses things by population with some cross-pollinization of maintenance and need. And I think that, you know, with regard to design, build, and design sequencing, and with pay-as-you-go, that there are probably some hybrid things that we can come up with. You know, I think by making yourself or committing yourself to a certain amount of debt service, you are essentially setting aside a certain amount of money for infrastructure. There are things, however, with beneficial use and things that we can identify as pay-as-you-go. So I think there are some solutions to all of this, and I'm grateful that everybody, at least through these hearings, until we actually have to vote on something, believes that we are holding hands and singing Kumbaya, and hopefully, hopefully that will continue when we get down to the brass tacks of actually drafting a report and voting on it. But you know, I again would encourage all, you know, everyone involved in this, to the extent that you are hearing discussion, to start thinking of the proposals that take into account the discussion, rather than you know, starting from our reports and taking into account the discussion so that we can reach consensus. With that, we are adjourned.